Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Josh Brolin plays a busy Hollywood fixer in the 1950s who has to cope with the sudden disappearance of the studio's biggest star in the latest comedy drama from the Coen brothers, Hail, Caesar.
The director can't find Baird Whitlock.
Baird Whitlock has been kidnapped.
This is bad. Bad for movie stars everywhere.
Well, the movie star who's being held for ransom is a drunken nitwit, perfectly played by George Clooney. And the studio is, of course, concerned about the ramifications in the press.
We don't want it in the gossip columns.
20 million readers want the truth, Eddie.
This is going to cost the studio a lot of money.
This is a drama, man. It's a real drama.
That's Ralph Fiennes, who together with Scarlett Johansson, Tilda Swinton, Jonah Hill, and Channing Tatum, give this spectacular film almost as many stars as the old-time Hollywood studios it so lovingly satirizes. Whether you love classic westerns, Gene Kelly-style dancing extravaganzas, Esther Williams' aquatic romps, or pretentious and portentous biblical epics, you'll find fitting tributes to each of those formats. There's even a very funny treatment of Cold War concerns about very real communist penetration in the movie industry. It's rated PG-13 for some relatively discreet sex references, but altogether, it could be the most suitable Coen Brothers movie ever for broad general audiences. 3.5 stars for the delightful, breathlessly paced, and very funny Hail, Caesar.